From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor meets with Sharif in Islamabad. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Pakistan to meet with the Prime Minister and other top officials to discuss a range of topics, particularly terrorists and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil, according to the U.S. State Department. After Rice met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif today in Islamabad, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the content of the talks, noting that they focused on matters of bilateral interest and the future of Pakistan-U.S. relations. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest said today the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He's calling on Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to pardon them.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Grest, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood, and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Fahmy and Mohamed were taken into custody Saturday. Grest returned to Australia earlier in the year. The U.S. State Department said it is deeply concerned by the verdict and urged Egypt to take all available measures to redress it. Spokesman John Kirby said the freedom of the press is fundamental to any free society and essential to democratic development around the world. This is VOA News.